Time for a new forklift? Well, let's kick the new year into high gear with a brand new Toyota forklift. Now through April 30th, you'll get up to a $2,500 rebate when you swap your old competitive branded forklift for a Toyota that delivers legendary efficiency. Don't wait. Trade up to Toyota now. Go to toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate to learn more or find the link in the show notes. That's toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate for your $2,500 rebate.
This is Tony Hollis from Saddle Creek Logistics Services. You're listening to the new Warehouse Podcast. The safety tip for today is pedestrians should maintain a safe distance when working around forklift equipment.
How do you create warehouse superheroes? The answer is simple, with visual voice scan solutions from ProSensus. With record demand and labor shortages, warehouses need more effective workers and lightning-fast onboarding. Visual voice scan solutions from ProSensus enable warehouse workers to achieve superhero performance with up to 20% improved productivity and up to 99% accuracy. Hands-free barcode scanners from ProGlove paired with wearable mobile computers is just the beginning. Improved mobile interfaces with reduced keystrokes, easy-to-read screens, custom keyboards, voice-enabled interface, and more can be realized with ease on the leading WMS platforms. Sound too good to be true? Let us show you with our one-of-a-kind virtual demo. Visit ProSensus.com to get started today. Again, that's ProSensus.com to get started. With e-commerce off the charts, many small and growing warehouses are asking, how can I get ahead when my warehouse is barely keeping up? The answer is future-ready warehouse tech from Zebra Technologies. Warehouses can simplify and upgrade all processes, from automated inventory management to hands-free picking, with Zebra's tailored, scalable mobile solutions. They're simple and intuitive. There's never been a better time to upgrade for success with Zebra. How can your warehouse get ahead? The answer's in black and white. Get the answers at zebra.com/the answer. That's zebra.com/the answer. Fulfillment demand continues to skyrocket and outpace available labor. To keep up, warehouse operators are turning to flexible fulfillment solutions like Six River Systems. Utilizing Six River Systems' award-winning combination of collaborative robots, artificial intelligence, and operational expertise will make your associates and wall-to-wall fulfillment workflow more efficient. No new infrastructure, no change to warehouse layout, easy to deploy and scale, easy to train and retain associates, all at half the cost of traditional automation. Want to take your fulfillment operation to the next level? Go to www.sixriver.com to learn more. That's www.sixriver.com to learn more.
The New Warehouse Podcast, hosted by Kevin Lawton, is your source for insights and ideas from the distribution, transportation, and logistics industry. A new episode every Monday morning brings you the latest from industry experts and thought leaders. And now, here's Kevin.
Hey, it's Kevin Lawton with the New Warehouse Podcast, bringing you a new episode today. On today's episode, I am joined by Tony Hollis. He is the Director of Technology and Innovation at Saddle Creek Logistics. And Saddle Creek Logistics is a third-party logistics provider with a very large footprint, and they are operating in the omnichannel fulfillment, warehousing, and transportation side of things. So we're going to talk to Tony a little bit about their business and also a little bit about how they're getting into automation and robotics and how they are seeing those implementations help them to grow and be more efficient for their client base. So, Tony, welcome to the show. How are you?
Doing real well. Good afternoon, Kevin.
Good afternoon. Happy to have you on the show and learn more about Saddle Creek and what it is you do. So why don't you give us a little bit of a background on Saddle Creek and what it is that you guys do?
Saddle Creek Logistics Services is one of the largest family-owned 3PLs in the U.S. Company started in 1966, so it puts us about 55 years in business. The services we offer include omnichannel fulfillment, warehousing, and transportation. We've got around 5,400 full-time associates. Wow. We operate around 31 million square feet of distribution space. That's around 80 facilities. In terms of our transportation services, our dedicated fleet's around 500 trucks. And then we do have a brokerage arm as well. We've got 10,000 carrier partners currently.
Wow. So definitely a big footprint there. I know there's actually a Saddle Creek location not too far from me here in New Jersey in the Burlington area. So you guys are definitely all over the place. And with 31 million square feet, you're certainly making an impact in the industry. And as we'll see, certainly investing in the future as well. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your role at Saddle Creek? You're the Director of Technology and Innovation. So you are certainly involved, I'm sure, in the future and looking forward as to what type of technology you can bring into Saddle Creek to help you guys move faster forward and deal with some of the challenges out there. So why don't you tell us a little bit about some of the specifics about your role and what that really means.
So I'm the Director of Technology and Innovation for Saddle Creek Logistics Services. So I work with our leadership team and support teams in terms of selecting the right technology and partners to assure optimal operational performance for our operations. So I focus on the current and emerging technologies and look at things such as robotics, Internet of Things, wearable technologies. So it keeps us very busy currently.
Yeah, I can imagine, especially with so much innovation and technology advancements happening in our space, and also with, you know, incredibly highly increased demand in our space as well as we move more towards e-commerce. I'm curious, you know, with innovation in the title, and you mentioned emerging technology in there as well, how do you actually go about like deciding like what's the right technology to go with?
We put together a multi-year technology roadmap trying to look at the maturity of technologies that are in the supply chain market and try to identify when we think that it would be worthwhile to look at them very closely based on their maturity. And then we've also developed a very detailed governance process in terms of how we methodically evaluate the technologies and the partners, a very data-centric approach, if you will. We've got a heavy focus of using Lean and Six Sigma within our business, so it was natural for us to try to leverage these tools as we start looking at innovation and new technology development.
Interesting. Yeah. I'm always curious how companies, you know, actually make that decision because there's so many options out there, right? And you're trying to project, you know, a couple years into the future, maybe even further, and it's, you know, what's the right choice, you know?
Yeah, we're currently with regard to venture capital funding, that we're going through one of the biggest peaks in terms of venture capital funding for new technology companies. So it's an exciting time in terms of what's available or becoming available. But as an operator, an end user, if you will, it's a daunting task to sort through all of these different options, if you will.
A lot of decisions, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So, you know, we talk about technology and automation, innovations and things of that nature, but, you know, those types of technologies and the innovations really come from finding problems and trying to create solutions to address those problems. So as a 3PL, obviously, you probably have multiple clients that you work with and you see all different kinds of challenges that those clients are going through and you help them try and get through those. So I'm curious, what are your clients' biggest pain points today and how are you trying to address those with technology solutions?
You know, we talk with all of our customers and work with them quite closely regarding our focus on operational excellence. And I would say that even before COVID hit, the biggest challenge for our customers and the logistics industry as a whole is labor, the cost and availability of labor, bar none. So trying to identify ways to mitigate the impact of the cost and availability of labor is something that we work with our customers extensively on currently.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly been a huge challenge. I talked about it on the podcast a couple of times, the labor challenges, and, you know, being a warehouse manager myself, I've dealt with it firsthand, still dealing with it day to day. It's incredibly difficult. You know, not only is it difficult to get people to try and come to work in the past year and a half, but it's difficult to be competitive as well against all the other companies in the area that are also looking for the same type of associates.
Yeah, you've got dramatic e-commerce growth based on what was a very strong economy. And then with COVID, e-commerce has grown dramatically. So you're looking at, you know, how can you increase current productivity? How can you reduce labor dependency because of the market? And also, how do you accommodate these large fluctuations in demand? So that's all going to be taken into account as you look at opportunities to re-engineer operations and look at the thoughtful application of technology.
Yeah, without a doubt. So now how are those technologies kind of addressing the challenges, and what technologies really stand out to you that are addressing those challenges kind of head on?
One of the areas of heavy focus for us was autonomous mobile robots. And so we began, if you will, an assessment of the AMR market about 18 to 20 months ago, and went through a full RFP and ended up partnering with Locus Robotics on a deployment. Mm-hmm. So we did an initial implementation with a healthcare apparel customer. Okay. And we're very thrilled with the performance. You know, initially we were looking at how much productivity gains and how much labor reduction there might be involved with the initial deployment, but what happened unexpectedly was because of COVID and this was a healthcare oriented customer, the volumes grew exponentially. Okay. We ended up with from planning to actual volumes, there was a 30 to 40% swings in terms of plan to actual. And by the end of the year, we ended up with almost a 3x increase in annual volume. And what was interesting, aside from the volumetric changes, is that we were able to accommodate those with the same staffing, albeit we were using the mobile robots, the Locus AMR platform. So for us, it was a huge home run in terms of being able to handle a very challenging growth with a customer. Yeah. And being able to deploy new technology very quickly, you know, standing up our first site and first AMR operation in the 3 to 4 month time frame, and able to satisfy our customer and better yet their customers.
Interesting. Yeah. And it's interesting that, you know, you mentioned the healthcare client in there as well, as you know, trying to address some of the challenges, and then the challenges just kind of exploded, right? Because the just demand kind of went through the roof. And I think, you know, a lot of industries experience that. It's pretty incredible when you think about, I think initially the pandemic, how there was kind of this sense that like everything is going to go crazy, but in a totally negative way. But for a lot of industries, it kind of boomed in a sense, especially e-commerce and online and distribution. So it's pretty incredible. So I'm curious on the Locus, you know, robotics. We've had them on the show a couple of times. I've used them myself through demos. I'm curious what initially, I guess, led you guys to Locus, and how did you determine that was going to be the solution to go with?
We looked at a number of folks in the market, and what got us was the quick payback and the fact that the Locus platform had a degree of optimization more than just transportation, but they were doing optimization of orders to help with that productivity improvement. So those were the driving factors. In something that we thought was quite helpful is that we realized that this was indeed a labor augmentation with technology. We're very happy to have our associates, and you know, for our business, it's how do we continue to scale with the growth in e-commerce and help our customers scale with the growth of e-commerce. So we saw that by adding autonomous mobile robots, we were able to augment our workforce and enhance their productivity considerably.
Very interesting. Yeah. I mean, the Locus is certainly, I mean, it's an incredible piece of technology, I think, in not only in the complexity, I guess, as you mentioned, in the route optimization, but also in the, I guess, just sheer simplicity of operating it and being able to use it. So I'm curious from an implementation perspective, how was the implementation? And, you know, obviously, I think sometimes in our industry, implementation can be a scary word in a sense, because there can be some disruption going on. But how did the implementation process go with Locus?
and weren't very well. Saddle Creek as an organization has a heavy focus on project management discipline, and we found that by working with Locus that they were equally focused on project management best practices. So it was a tight project team that was able to deliver the technology platform for our sites. And I think more importantly, that the associates really accepted the technology. We spent time before the implementation to talk to them about, you know, what we were trying to do in terms of help to better scale, given the labor challenges in the workforce, and that we were going to look for opportunities to leverage technology. And once they were introduced to the Locus AMRs, they found that they're relatively easy to use. Instead of taking weeks to get up to productivity like they would with other technologies, this typically took hours or days. Wow. The iPads on the AMRs also are multi-language, so with a lot of people in warehousing have English as a second language, it was nice to be able to have people be able to interact with the AMRs based on the language that they understood best. And on the back end of the project, as we started up, we had associates say, hey, this is the way I want to pick. This is easier for me. I don't have to push carts around. I don't have to walk around holding mobile devices. This is much easier for me. It's more enjoyable. So saw a lot of buy-in from the associates relatively early on, which was fantastic with a change of this type.
Yeah, it's good to hear. I think that, you know, certainly I think the perception and kind of the thinking around robotics has changed a little bit. I know, you know, a couple of years ago it was like, oh my God, robots are going to steal my job and things of that nature. But, you know, Locus is the perfect example of that collaborative robot that's really helping employees do their job better. And I think you're kind of giving a testament to that there with the reaction of the employees. But I'm curious, you know, when you initially told the employees that we're going to bring like robots in the building, was there any skepticism or any kind of like, oh, what does this mean for my job?
No, I think we were very transparent from the planning forward. So we kept them involved in the process to allay any fears or concerns that they might have. So, you know, certainly none of them had worked with the technology before, but once they were able to see the AMRs delivered and see them start driving around, it really created a lot of curiosity. And once they got the chance to work with them, especially since it's got an iPad interface, it felt very familiar, I believe, to a lot of the associates. Having a consumer type device, if you will, as an interface, and you know, the people really have grown to enjoy it, and we've done some successive implementations since that first healthcare implementation.
Okay, interesting. So have you expanded beyond the healthcare implementation to bring Locus bots to other locations?
Yeah, we did a multi-customer implementation with Locus. Again, we were very successful in the fact that we were able to keep a very tight project implementation timeline, and were able to start our customer accounts up without any ill effect, very similar to the first project. It was interesting that the associates for our second implementation had seen the first implementation and were very, very excited to be the next group to be able to use robots as a picking platform. So it was palpable to see the excitement and enthusiasm, which was really great to see.
Definitely. Yeah, very cool stuff. So we talked a little bit about the Locus and you guys bringing these AMRs in, but I'm curious, you know, what other technologies, aside from the robotics types of things, what other technologies is Saddle Creek really exploring right now or bringing into play?
In the near term, you know, aside from mobile robotics, we've got a focus on picking robotics. We've got more than 5 years' experience using industrial robotics within our business to support customers. But there's a lot of advancements with artificial intelligence and machine vision and deep learning, picking and packing things in unstructured environments. So that's an area that we've got interest in terms of other potential areas of exploration. Wearable technology, there's more and more hands-free devices available out in the market. Right. Goods-to-person technology is an area of material handling technology that's taken off in the past 12 to 18 months as well. So we're trying to sort through these opportunities in terms of looking at the maturity of the technology. Can they deliver value today or in the very near term, or do they need perhaps a bit more time to incubate? And, you know, that could be 6 months, it could be 12 months, which I'm finding 6 months is a long time for a lot of these startups in terms of, in order to build and enhance their capabilities. But, you know, perhaps in the longer term, looking at guided or autonomous vehicles, certainly augmented reality, is there's a tremendous amount of development in that space as well. So we're just trying to continue through our current robotics focus and work with wearable tech at this time as some of these other emerging technologies sort themselves out.
Very interesting. Yeah. There's certainly a ton of different technologies coming into the space, as we kind of talked about earlier, but it's pretty incredible. And I love that you said that, you know, 6 months is not that long for some of these companies. They're just innovating and like continuously improving their product like crazy. It's pretty remarkable what's happening. And I think back to when I first kind of got in the industry like 10 years ago, and you know, there was not much of this like high tech stuff going on. It's become very, very cool in a sense to see all these things happening, and how quickly they're happening is pretty incredible.
It's been fascinating to have companies give us capabilities presentations and find out that they're sort of in stealth mode or in a skunk works. They've really not put anything out to a customer yet. And we was like, well, you know, it's very interesting what you're doing, but you know, we'll check back in on you, you know, later, you know, and in 6 or 9 months later, we get a hold of some of these startups, and it's amazing what they've been able to do. So we're finding that we're frequently having to remember the folks that we've talked to, see who we want to follow back up with that's got a compelling use case, look at their funding. You know, I think that we're not looking for technology for technology's sake by any means. Mm-hmm. We don't look at a technology as a silver bullet, but we do want to look for those use cases in which that will have impact to operational efficiency and reduced operating cost. But that's a work in process, given the way the market is today. Just so many options out there.
Yeah, without a doubt. So I'm curious, did the pandemic, I know a lot of people, the pandemic kind of accelerated a lot of their plans. So for Saddle Creek, did that kind of change the way you guys started to look at technology and innovation? Did it accelerate any of your plans at all?
No. Before COVID happened, you know, we were going through some unprecedented growth, much like our customers, and we're working through our strategy to look at, you know, what partners and technologies we might need within our business. So once COVID hit, it accelerated things a bit, but was very much in line with the strategies that we were developing. I would say that, you know, based on our lean culture, it's part of our DNA. We're always looking at ways to add value to our customers. So the fact that there's so many technology options out there is helpful. But, you know, I think from a strategy perspective, very much the CI focus of our company and the needs of our customers very much was aligned with our needing to look closer at some of these new options in the market.
Very interesting. Yeah, definitely curious about that. And so now, before we wrap up, I'm curious, you know, from a 3PL perspective, usually when I talk to people from 3PLs, I kind of ask about this, but, you know, from your perspective, and I'll put a little spin on this, I guess, but when retailers or brands are looking to kind of expand their distribution footprint or really growth, you know, they tend to look to third-party partners. But, you know, how much should they weigh technology that the 3PL is using in that decision? Do you think that is like a critical thing at this point?
I think that technology capability is certainly one factor in a partner decision. And I think that in terms of our engagements with our customers, that we've always started with a data-centric approach, and that we've always focused on what does the business require? How do we satisfy our customers' needs and delight their customers as well from a lean perspective? So I think that it's important when retailers and manufacturers work with 3PLs, that they partner with someone that is experienced with current and emerging technologies and is doing the appropriate due diligence, especially given the way the market is today.
Interesting perspective. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's interesting to see. And I think, you know, you got to look at kind of 3PL not being afraid to do those innovative things like you guys are doing to help fulfill the customer's needs and make sure that their clients are satisfied and that the clients' customers are satisfied. So in the end, I think it's really a great thing that you guys are doing and you know, being able to look at innovation and then, you know, take chances on it and make those calculated decisions to be able to plan for the future growth of your business is really a smart thing. It sounds like you guys are going a smart way about it. So I really appreciate hearing about it. So Tony, why don't you tell us how people can find out more information about Saddle Creek Logistics?
If you want to learn more about Saddle Creek Logistics, look at us at www.sclogistics.com.
Okay, great. And we'll put that link at thenewwarehouse.com as well, so people can easily find it. So, Tony, well, thank you so much for coming on the show today and hope to hear about some further innovations that Saddle Creek is exploring in the future.
You've been listening to the New Warehouse Podcast with Kevin Lawton. Subscribe and check us out online at thenewwarehouse.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want more content from the New Warehouse, check out our new video series called All Hands on LinkedIn. Just search for the New Warehouse on LinkedIn and follow along.